The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yud Amid Aleph discusses a famous Maisa with Yeshaya Hanavi and Chizkiyahu Hamelech. So Yeshaya Hanavi went to Chizkiyahu Hamelech and he told him, you're going to die early as an onish and as punishment because he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Pru Urevu, having children. And so Chizkiyahu tried to defend himself and he said, yeah, I know, but I'll tell you why I didn't have children, because I saw through Ruach HaKodesh that my kids were going to be Olde Avodah Zarah, idol worshippers, and therefore obviously there's no mitzvah for me to bring in idol worshippers into the world. That was Chizkiyahu. So Yeshaya responded back, Bahadi Kivshe Derachmana Wamalach. Why do you get involved with the secrets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What you're commanded to do, you do. And that's it. Don't make cheshbonos. So that's the simple pshat is Yeshaya Navi, that Chizkiyahu HaMelech was wrong. You don't make cheshbonos. And just have the kids and don't worry about it. Or worry about it, but have the kids anyway. So, however, I mean, Chizkiyahu HaNavi's taina seems to be a good one. Like, why would I have, if they're going to be Ovdei Avodah Zarah, why should I bring them into the world? Obviously, I mean, in theory, if one knew. Obviously, you never know. But if Chizkiyahu knew his kids weren't going to be good, so he wasn't going to ever fulfill Pru Revu to its full extent, then you have biological kids and they go up to promote Torah values. So some Mefarshim point out the Ein Yaakov, which is a classic sefer they used to learn, and the Agat, you know, the Agadata between Mincha Mayev, they used to learn it in shuls with the Gabbai, Rabbi. So the Ein Yaakov points out that really the calculation was right. I mean, what Chizkiyahu HaMelech said was true. You don't bring in Ovdei Avodah Zarah to the world. However, the problem was, as we said, you never know. His nevuah was clouded, his Ruach HaKodesh was incomplete. And therefore he was able to see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing. He saw partial. So a little knowledge is dangerous, as they say. That we know b'makom ba'alei tshuva omdin ein tzadik yochol la'amod. So he wasn't able to see the mahalach of the Baal Tshuva and how Menashe is ultimately going to do tshuva as he did, and he would have observant descendants. So really, the Tainus, according to A1, really, in principle, Chizkiyahu HaMelech was right. You only have kids that you know they're going to be, or, you know, like I said, you never know, so you're going to try to bring them up in religious, with the religious values and promote Judaism. However, the mistake of Chizkiyahu HaMelech was his Ruach HaKodesh was off. In theory, if his Ruach HaKodesh was right, so that's Bahadi Rachmana, you don't get involved, you don't really know, you can't see it all. You can't see the big picture. Others point out Rav Chaim Velazhin in the Lezhiner, in the Nevesh HaChaim, point out that what was Chizkiyahu's mistake? We have another famous Gemara about Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shimon, whether we're Darshina and Taima Dekra, do we take the reason and either limit or expand the reason for the mitzvah? So the Torah says, don't take collateral from a widow. So Rabbi Yehuda says, they don't know she doesn't time it to go, even if it's a rich widow. I can't make the cheshbon. So Rabbi Shimon says, no. Darshina taima dekra. We pass in Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, that's how the Nevesh HaChaim points out, he was being Darshina taima dekra, and that you don't have, you can't take the reason and limit the scope in a mitzvah, this, you should have just done Pru Revu. And others point out that we know Lo B'Hashamayim, like you don't use Nevuah Ruach HaKodesh to Paskin Shailas. However, according to many Mefarshim, Chizkiyo in principle was right that to fulfill the mitzvah Pru Revu, you have an obligation to transmit Torah values to future, to your children and to future generations. And that's the Yisod. That's how Rav Soloveitchik explains. We know the Gemara talks about in the Rambam, the Gemara in Yavamos, and the Rambam, Gemara Yavamos, Samach, Gimom, and Beis, and the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, Perek, Tezvav, Halacha, Gimom, that if one is learning Torah like Ben Azai, Chashka Nafsho BaTorah, his soul craves the Torah, and therefore he does not get married and have kids, so Ein Biyado Avon. There's no sin in his hands. So the Rav of Salvation explained, why is this? Why don't we say my other mitzvahs? Why only does Torah teaching, and what does teaching Torah to others have to do with not having to do Pru Revu? So that's the Rav Salvation explained this, because if Ben Azai was just learning Torah by himself, he never would have been given this special dispensation. It's only because he was teaching others, he was teaching Torah values to others and to continue for the next generation. So Ben Azai, in his situation, he couldn't have his own biological kids based on whatever different situations, but at least he got a partial fulfillment of Pru Revu. So that's why it's Dafka Talmud Torah as a substitution for Pru Revu and not other men. That's the Yisod of that. As the Mefarshim explained, originally the mitzvah Pru Revu was given to populate the world, but later on it was given to repeat it to Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai. So the mitzvah changed, and it's no longer just to populate the world, but it's to teach Jewish values to transmit Torah values to our next generations.